You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and now welcome to our English news. Within a series of events on the occasion of the World Cancer Day, yesterday evening at the Culture House of Kansas City's Labor Confederation, Kansas City's Oncology Hospital, in combination with Kansas Cancer Association and the Sponsoring Fund for Cancer Patients, jointly organized an art exchange to raise funds for poor cancer patients. The exchange is within a series of events in response to the World Cancer Day and carried the message of sharing parts of difficulties for cancer patients. The exchange, with the participation of experienced cancer specialists, will contribute to effectively preventing cancer in Kansas and the Mekong region. This is also a charitable connection to share difficulties with needy cancer patients. Support from Catholic people was not only directly transferred to patients, but also used in preventing and early detecting cancer. Yesterday morning, the Youth Union of KK Ward, Ninkiew Upper District, organized visits and presentation of gifts to patients who are receiving treatment at Kansas City Oncology Hospital. With the support of veterinary medicine Tostock Company of Vemadim, the Youth Union and Youth of KK Ward, Ninkiew Upper District, presented 100 gifts, including 500,000 Vietnam Dong in cash, to disadvantaged cancer patients under treatment at Kansas City Oncology Hospital. This is an activity of humanitarian meaning that shows the mutual support of the youth union and businesses intending to share love and encourage cancer patients to overcome sorrow and fight against the disease. Following is some interesting news for residents in certain localities. It is the second facility of Ho Chi Minh City Oncology Hospital, the largest cancer treatment hospital in the southern region, equipped with fully modern materials and conveniences, has been entirely operated. The second facility of Ho Chi Minh City Oncology Hospital, situated at No. 12, Road No. 400, Area No. 3, Tân Phú Ward, Thủ Đức City, was groundbroken in June 2016 at a total investment capital of 5,845,000,000,000 Vietnam Đồng, with a capacity of 1,000 beds, meeting international standards, and a jet plane landing lot on the rooftop, has officially gone into operation by late January this year and received thousands of patients per day. The facility will help ease the burden on other oncology hospitals in the south. According to the National Hydrometeorological Forecast Center, on February 4th, in many central and southern regional cities, including Kansas, the ultraviolet radiation level was very strong, with the strongest between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Specifically, the ultraviolet radiation level in Kansas on February 4th was 8.4 at night from now to February 7th. The sun protection types are issued when UV levels are forecast to be 3 or higher. At this level, there is a risk of skin damage. The pattern of exposure may also affect your skin cancer risk. For example, frequent sunburns in childhood may increase the risk for some types of skin cancer many years or even decades later. It's also important to understand that during the sun protection types, protect your skin and eyes by using covering clothing, sunscreen, a head shade, and sunglasses. Don't just wait for hot and sunny weather. To accelerate the disbursement of public investment capital, many projects were under construction during Tết holidays, including Kantor Kamau Expressway project. Contractors of the project are focusing the material force to speed up the construction progress of the project, with them to support the project into operation, which helps create a vertical connection between the Mekong Delta region and Ho Chi Minh City. Kantor Kamau Express project has a length of nearly 111 kilometers and nearly 26 kilometers of available route. Many investors and construction units have worked during Tết holidays with the guideline of organizing construction at any size that have been cleared. As committed by many investors, the project will complete 35% of its homework by this year end, which is feasible because around 90% of sites have been cleared and stricken households have been certified with compensation agreement. And that's all now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.